plenty of wrinkles on this mission. As a matter of fact, they probably could use some Botox at NASA right now. First of all, you had last month a couple of hydrogen gas leaks. They couldn't figure out what was going on. They finally fixed the problem. Then in the past week, there were three scrubs because of some thunderstorms in Florida. Of course, that is typical for this time of year. But they finally got it off last night. There was heavy weather at midday. It cleared out. The sun came out. And it was an absolutely beautiful shuttle launch late in the afternoon. But already 2 minutes into the mission, and I was watching this on NASA TV as it happened, you could see a little something come off the external fuel tank and whiz right by the shuttle. Usually I don't see that until I look at slow motion replays later, but I caught this live in real time. It looks like that was a piece of foam coming off the shuttle. This is insulating foam that's on the external fuel tank. And the question is, did it do any damage to the sensitive underside of the orbiter where the heat shield is, the heat shield that's so essential on reentry? Because after all, it was a hole in the shuttle in 2003 that caused the destruction of Columbia.
And, John, what was NASA's reaction when they acknowledged this had happened?
They did a proactive spin on this. They talked about it before reporters even asked about it. It's not all that unusual. Quite often foam comes off the external tank. As a matter of fact, they've tweaked the design a couple of times in the 4 years since they returned to flight. They get less shedding now. But they said, yeah, we saw it. There were several pieces that came off, two or three of possible concern. But NASA managers downplayed it because they said, hey, we have to take a look at the imagery from launch and later imagery that's sent down from the astronauts to see if there was any significant damage. As a matter of fact, in earlier incidents, when there has been some damage to these heat shield tiles, the boys on the ground have come up with 3D imagery that shows you just how wide and how deep any hit is.
And they get that from photographs taken when the shuttle finally gets to the International Space Station or is able to examine the exterior?
They get it from a couple of different sources. As I mentioned, they've already gone over pictures of launch that were sent back live. But today, and it's a normal first day routine for the astronauts, the shuttle crew will go over sensitive parts of the orbiter with a laser boom and take images that way. And then, as you refer to, tomorrow, just before they dock with the space station, the commander, Mark Polansky, will do a slow 360-degree backflip and expose every inch of the shuttle to the crew aboard the space station. The astronauts there with telephoto lenses and high-resolution cameras will take pictures that will then be beamed back to Earth. They'll put all that together into a package and see what they've got.
And does this particular shuttle, is it equipped with that foam shooting equipment that can fix a hole if they find one?
Yep, they all do. They take repair kits along with them. These were kits that were developed after Columbia that were tested earlier on spacewalks. They took some sample tiles out there and filled them up with goo and filled them up with putty-type material. They've tested several different materials, and they're confident that if there's minor damage, they can go outside and kind of spackle it and get back to Earth safely. If there happened to be major damage, their last-ditch plan is to have the astronauts stay on the space station until another shuttle can come up and rescue them.
And we're talking this morning to Associated Press correspondent John Belmont. John, the main mission is to bring this the rest of the Japanese module to the space station. Are there other things they're going to be doing up there?
Yeah, this is the third time they've taken up pieces of the Japanese lab called Kibo. This is the final piece. They're calling it a porch, not a place that you want to sit out and have a drink on a summer evening, but the porch is there to expose scientific experiments to the vacuum and the intense sunlight, the intense heat and cold of space. So it's going to take a total of five spacewalks to get that thing installed and also do some get-ahead work for the space station. Other than that, this is a resupply mission. The shuttle is taking along fresh batteries and about 500 pounds of food for the station.
And the centrifuges to produce water, they're all working right now on the station, so they don't have one of those aboard then, do they?
You're talking about the urine recycling system?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that's one of the drinks I wouldn't have out there on the porch, although the astronauts are drinking it now. They had to get that thing. It was taken up last year. It did not work at first, and then they brought up more parts to get it working one mission later. And that was essential to getting enough fresh water for the astronauts to drink when they expanded, as they did just a couple of months ago. They expanded the permanent crew aboard the space station from 3 to 6, and that thing seems to be working well now.
Well, you're a lucky man having the ability to witness one of the last shuttle missions to take off, and so we appreciate your time today. Thanks very much for joining us.
We're down to the last 8 missions now. Sure, anytime.
All right, we appreciate that. Associated Press correspondent John Belmont joining us from Florida this morning to talk about the shuttle launch that seemed to go off very well. And as John points out, yes, there are pieces of the foam insulation that do blow back from time to time, and they do examine them to see if it caused any damage to the heat shield, which we hope is not the case. But they do have some retrofit they can do in space, you know, put goo on the exterior of the shuttle. I wouldn't really want to rely on that goo, frankly.